Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. On this episode of the podcast, I thought I'd tell some horrible Tinder stories. Tinder's an app on your phone where you can pick up chicks or dudes, and I have a ton of disgusting sexual stories. Let's get into it. So let's get into it. One time, I remember I was talking to a girl, and she lived over in Iowa City. And she was a bartender, and she was like, hey, when I get off work, come over, pick me up, and we'll go hang out. I said, okay. Her profile, she was probably in her, mid-20s. She had dark hair, smaller build. She looked like she was Middle Eastern, maybe. But, okay, so she's like, pick me up after work. I'm like, all right, cool. What time do you get off work? Like, 2:30. I'm like, okay. So Iowa City's, what, two-hour drive? So go ahead and hop in the truck, take off. And I get to her, you know, she gave me the address, get to the location about when she got off. One thing that I did find weird was she was like, hey, bring something special that so I can remember you. Said, what does that mean? And she's just like, whatever you want to bring. I said, okay. So I just brought like a bolt that I had sitting in the drawer. Like, here, I have a bolt from a bed screw or whatever. Like, here you go. And so I gave that to her, and she's like, oh, that's really awesome. This is very special. Whatever, you fucking creep. But so we meet, and she jumps in the truck, and I say, hey, you want to go to like a restaurant, 24-hour restaurant or something? She's like, nah, let's just go back to my place. I said, okay. So she gives me directions. We get over to her place. She lives in an apartment. We go upstairs to her room and sit down on the TV, and we start watching, or sit down on the couch, start watching TV. We're watching like a horse documentary on Netflix. And like, oh, cool, whatever. Whatever. She's telling me, you know, she's majoring in like business economics. And so I'm like starting to fall asleep because it's like, whatever, 3 a.m. So she like lays her head in my lap, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's go time. So I lean over, roll over, start making out with her. And we're making out for like 5-10 minutes and starting to, you know, advance, progress. And she's like, okay, we got to slow down. I say, okay. And she's like, I'm ready for bed. I say, oh, okay. She's like, but first, you need to put on those sweatpants. And I said, what? And she had like some sweatpants laid out on the couch for me. And she's like, I need you to wear those sweatpants. I say, I'm okay with what I'm wearing. I'm comfortable. And she's like, no, you need to wear those. You know, so I thought, well, let's see where this is going. And so I put the sweatpants on, and then she's like, now you need to give me your hands. And I'm like, I thought I'd wear gloves, or I don't know. I'm like, okay, what, why? And so I put my hands out, and she's got zip ties, and she zip ties my hands up. So, you know, the normal part of me would be like, okay, well, that she's going to murder me and take my kidneys or something. So, but the adventurous part was like, hey, let's see where this goes. So we go into the bedroom, and she's like, I just want you to lay down next to me. I say, all right. So we lay in bed, and I'm trying to, you know, make a move. I'm trying to like touch her and kiss her. And she's letting me do things like above the waist. So I'm kind of playing with her tits and kissing her on the neck. But when I try to like go down to her pants, she's like, no, no. And she keeps like elbowing me away. And then so finally I'm just like, fine, whatever, you know, after 5-6 times of getting rejected, I'm like, okay, I'll just lay here and let you come to me. So I lay there for a while and nothing's happening. So I'm like, this is lame. So I just go to sleep, right? I'm just like, oh, whatever, go to sleep. And wake up a couple hours later, it's like 8 a.m., and take the zip ties and stuff off. And she's like, hey, you know, it's getting late. You need to leave. Okay. So I go to like give her a goodbye kiss, and she turns her head away. And so just like I'm just curious now. I'm like, why even have me come over? So I leave. I get in the truck, start driving home. About 20 minutes into the ride, I get a text that was like, "Hey, I had a really great time last night." Hey, I had a really great time last night. You're an awesome guy. And I'm like, what the fuck, lady? So she's like, okay, cool. Now I go ahead and get home. The next day, I text her. I'm like, hey, you know, we should go out for a date for real, you know, next weekend. And she's like, who is this? Just like, it's Chris from last night. And she's like, oh yeah, no, that's not gonna work. I'm just like, okay, all right, whatever. I guess that's your loss then, you fucking psycho. Hey, so next up on the terrible Tinder dates, I matched with a cute little black girl, and she had the little black girl booty on her. So yeah, I was excited to meet up with her and see what she was like. So we met up at like a Chinese buffet. Conversation went well, and ate something, and then went out for drinks at a nearby bar and had some drinks, and that went good too. So she was like, hey, come back to my place, and so we can hang out. I said, okay. So go over to her apartment, and you know, I go inside, and I'm like, you know, she's got a normal apartment set up with couch, chairs, you know, everything except the TV. She's like, I don't own a TV. I thought we could pet my hamster. Okay. So I'm like, cool. She's like, this is my hamster. And she gets the hamster out, and it's like running around on the couch and holding it. She's like, pet him. And then like shoves it in my face. Like, here, pet him. So you don't got anything else to do? You're just going to kind of, and she wasn't like sitting close to me, at least. She was like sitting further away. So like, okay, well, I kind of nudge my way closer to her so we could, I don't know, cuddle or, you know, start to kiss or something. But she was like, you know, very, very shy. And I said, well, you know, if you don't got a TV or anything, you know, I've got a TV at my place. And she's like, oh, okay, yeah, let's do that. And I said, okay. So she put her hamster away, and we drove over to my place. We get here, and you know, I'm like, well, there's a TV in the living room if you're comfortable, or a TV in my bedroom. And she's like, okay, well, let's go watch TV in the bedroom. I'm like, all right, game on. So we go to the bedroom, and you know, we're watching, I don't know if it was like Thor. I can't remember. It was a Marvel movie, and she is sitting on you know, my left side. And I'm laying down in the bed, and I'm kind of inching closer towards her, and I'm touching her, and I kind of lean over to kiss her, and she like rolls over and is like stiff as a board. She's like, don't touch me, right? She's like, no, and puts her face like face down into the pillow. And I said, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm gonna go to sleep. Okay. So I don't know, she got nervous or whatever, but so we went to sleep and no action. And then the next day kind of woke up, and since I gave her a ride here, I was basically her ride home. But I offered her something for breakfast, and she had some breakfast, and then she was wanting to hang out the rest of the day, and you know, together and watch movies and whatnot. And we watched a movie, I think, but around noon I was like, okay, well, I got chores to do. I'm gonna get some stuff done around the house, so I'm gonna go ahead and drop you off. And she got like instantly pissed. She was like, why? And I said, well, I have things to do, and I, you know, so I'll drop you off at home and talk to you later. She's like, fine. I'm like, oh, okay. So her temperament instantly went from like pleasant to like fucking bitch mode. So the drive home is a good 45 minutes for her from my place. So that whole ride home we were basically just in silence. And then so I drive her up to her apartment, and I say, okay, I'll give you a text later, and we can do something again. And she's like, the fuck you will. You're never texting me again, are you? And I was like, wow, that's
a lot of emotional baggage you got a hold of. You got to let that go. But so I just said, well, I mean, I'll give you a text. And I kind of was starting to stutter, like, what the heck? And she just slammed the fucking truck door. She's like, bye. And then slammed the truck door, stormed off into the house. And so I was like, whatever. And so on the way back home, I'm looking in my console because I usually keep like gum and stuff in there. And she had went through my console and taken... taking all my things out of there. And so I text her, I said, hey, did you take like my gum and my sunglasses? And she was like, yeah, I took it because you're never going to talk to me again. And I said, well, now I'm not going to talk to you. And she's like, you won't even find the rest of the stuff I stole. And I was like, like, what the hell? So I get back to my place and I'm looking through the, she took like shirts and sweatpants out of my closet and she took them home with her. So, not to be a stereotypical, right? But so it's like, well, yeah, black people are known to steal. Ouch, racist. But yeah, I was like, steal all my shit, huh, lady? I guess, whatever. And, but yeah, that's so I didn't, ever text her again. So this last one, it's not particularly funny, but I am going to rant about the behavior. So I matched with a fit blonde woman, probably in her 30s. In her profile picture, she had dark rim glasses and she had a cute figure, right? She was obviously took care of herself. And, you know, the texting prior to the date went fairly well. It was normal for what I would say. And we agreed to meet at a sushi bar. So the Saturday night I drove up there, she was on time, punctual, and got to meet her. You know, we sat down and immediately, you know, typically when I go on a date, I like to play the masculine role, right? I am a gentleman, so I'll open doors, pull out seats. I like to pay because I invited the woman out for dinner. So, you know, if I'm inviting you, then I will pay. Anyway, so we get there and instantly she's like, don't open the door for me. I can do it myself. I'm an independent woman. And I thought, oh, fuck, here we go. One of these. So we sit down and we're talking and she's like, yeah, most guys can't handle me because I'm an alpha. I said, okay. I didn't say, so I was just like, yep. And she had that really strong, like, masculine, dominant energy coming off. And so she's like, guys can't handle this because I'm a strong woman. I'm like, well, that's – or you're just an asshole, either that. So she's talking, and I'm being respectful as she's talking. Right? I'm listening to her tell me about her job and her – you know, she's like, I'm the – boss at the whatever I work at, and I have all these people underneath me, and I'm like, okay. And so, and then when it's my turn, she's like, well, what do you do? And when I start talking, she either immediately like gets her phone out and is playing on her phone being disrespectful, or when I'm answering a question, she talks over me. So I'm not gonna compete, you know. I finish my sentence as far as when she asks a question. But I'm not going to compete in a conversation to see who can scream the loudest. So we go through the date and, you know, it's very robotic. It's like you ask a question, I ask a question. Except when it's my turn to talk or speak, she either is disrespectful or doesn't let me answer. So we get to the end of the date and I was going to pay. And she's like, no, we're splitting it. And I, okay. So I let her pay for half. And then I pay my half and we go to leave. And I'm not even like at this point, I mean, I am not even physically attracted to her because of how repulsed I am by her shitty fucking attitude. So we leave and she kind of catches me by my truck door and she leans in for a kiss. Right. And so I'm like, no. And I step back. I said, no, thanks. And she's like, what do you mean? And she's like, I thought the date went really well. And I said, nope, I don't find you attractive at all. And she's like, what? And I said, well, you know, physically, you're pretty, but you are just a fucking asshole. And then I said that to her. I'm like, you're just a fucking asshole. And she's like, wow. And so I got in my truck and I drove off. And then in come the text messages. So I just got fucking berated by like paragraph after paragraph of, you know, her trying to either cut me down or... And I'm just like, lady, it's you do you, right? If you're trying to attract a normal guy... that kind of attitude is going to push away, you know, 90% of men, because no man wants to compete with a woman for that kind of masculine energy. Men like to provide, protect, and, you know, they have the dominance, the confidence. When women are over the top with that kind of energy, it's repulsive, right? Men want a woman to be, you know, fun, frisky, and feminine. And so, yeah, there's no, I mean, yeah, she was pretty, but oh my God, I can see why men can't put up with me. I'm too alpha. Her shit. She's like, I mean, I haven't heard anything about it, but it's like, hopefully she got her head out of her ass or whatever. But yeah, so that would have been, you know, pretty close to the top as far as like repulsive dates on Tinder. Hey everybody, I just wanted to say thanks for listening. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple, Google, go ahead and throw me that rating. You know I'm worth those 5 stars. Also, if you aren't following or subscribed, what the hell are you doing? Just give me that one peepee touch. I do like it when people run around topless. However, I'm selling t-shirts and beer mugs, so check that out at chrisbassettcreator-spring.com. There's a link down in the description because I can't fucking talk. Also, if you're listening on Spotify, hit the support button down below. Give me 99 cents so I can buy a beer because I hate my fucking liver. All right, later, masturbators.